a company that's had an application before the city of Revelstoke for 5 years to build lots in the Johnson Heights neighborhood has to continue to wait for the process to go through. That's because City Council voted last night to delay a public hearing on the matter set for October 25th until after the new council can finish the process. A new mayor and council will be voted in on October 15th. The developer is a company called Walkabout Holdings Limited. The owners listed on city documents are John Bastemeyer, Dave Brunsrud, and William Cox. They're requesting land adjacent to Oak Drive and Johnson Way be rezoned so they can develop 24 lots on it for single detached and two-unit dwellings. This would be the first phase of their planned four-stage development. It would eventually include apartments, multiplexes, and commercial buildings. Before this happened, city staff want to complete the Johnson Heights neighborhood plan. That's because developing this area will require infrastructure upgrades like storm drainage, sidewalks, connection to water and sewer, and highway upgrades. Work on the neighborhood plan fell by the wayside so staff could focus on updating the official city plan, which was approved this summer by council. Paul Simon is the city's lead planner.
There's no secret. Johnson Heights is it's a great area to potentially facilitate some residential development, but there are major infrastructure constraints. One of the most glaring ones, obviously, being transportation. So with this proposal, we have worked with both the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, as well as the applicant, to ensure that a transportation solution, a comprehensive solution, would be provided for in advance of any construction on site.
The turn from Highway 1 onto Oak Drive will be upgraded, or there will be a connector built from Oak Drive to Townley Street. Council members last night voted to give first and second reading to the zoning amendment request. However, they swung back and forth over approving the motion to hold a public hearing on October 25th. Tim Palmer is a city councillor.
The timing with the election and for the ability for the public to be engaged in a public hearing, if we are genuinely interested in having what the public has to say, I'm questioning the appropriateness of doing this just before the end of our term. And so I guess I just sort of seriously question that. And why could not the new council be making the final decisions on this?
Councillors were worried that waiting for the new council to take this over would delay the process by several months. However, going ahead with the public hearing on October 25th could actually end up taking longer. Here's Councillor Jackie Rind.
The risk of potentially having to have two public hearings is actually quite possible, and then that's more expensive for the taxpayer, slower for the developer. So, like, even though it seems a bit drawn out, I think it is cleaner, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, councillors voted that the next administration would hold the public hearing. No date has been set for this. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.